Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America...
And welcome to the show, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Walter works with you on this beautiful Tuesday evening, April 25th. First game of the series between the Tampa Tarpons and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Quick out number one here. Should be an interesting matchup between the two teams. Jared Polin on the mound for the Hammerheads. Austin Wells in the box. First pitch to Wells. Going to be called a ball. Want to know the count to Wells. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Poland. And this one down Broadway, strike one. And here comes the next pitch. And Wells makes contact, but that's going to be foul. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And this one upstairs, count goes even, 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. And Wells stays alive, making contact. Wells taking his time getting back into the box. Here comes the pitch, this one outside and away, count going full. Here comes the 3-2 with one out and nobody on. And making contact as Wells, right to the shortstop, that's going to be a routine play to first for out number two. Jupiter comes into this game 8-7 on a one-game win streak. Tampa all the way at the bottom of the Florida State League at 6-9, losing their last game. Two outs, nobody on. Augustin Ramirez up at bat. And makes contact, but it's going to be foul. So Escaino started things off. He was retired. So was Wells. A quick two outs here for the Hammerheads. Here comes the pitch from Poland. Gets behind the catcher. 2-1 goes the count. Tarpons here all week at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Don't forget Silver Sluggers night tomorrow night. Baseball bingo all night long here in Jupiter, Florida. Tarpons going to try to climb back up the Florida State League standings. And the Hammerheads looking to keep up. 8-7 to start the season, right behind Clearwater, 9-6. And of course the Bradenton Marauders were 10-5. Poland approaching his 14th pitch of this Tuesday evening. A full count to Ramirez. Here it comes. And Ramirez takes a free ride to first on the Base on Balls Express train. Choo-choo-choo! Ramirez on first. Two outs now with Anthony Hall up at bat. Here comes the first pitch to Hall. Runner on first, two outs, top of the first. Outside and away, ball one. Poland getting his pitch. Here comes the 1-0 to Anthony Hall. And breaking ball just missed the plate there. Count goes 2-0. Here comes the next pitch. And making contact is Hall, but it's going to go foul. Anthony Hall batting 133, one home run, three RBIs. He's the left fielder for the Tampa Tarpons today. Here comes the 2-1. And breaking ball just catches the outside corner of the plate. Nice pitch by Poland. Here comes the 2-2. And Poland's going to try to pick off the runner, but getting back there safe. Poland getting ready for the 2-2 pitch. And this one outside. So Ramirez on first, two outs, top of the first inning. Tampa trying to get off to a quick start. Anthony Hall up at bat. Ramirez going, Hall making contact, but this one is just foul. So now we got a quick time, going to get a new baseball here by the ball boy. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the site for this Tuesday night matchup. First game of the series between the Tarpons and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network on MILB.com. Don't forget to get your tickets for Silver Sluggers night tomorrow night. And if you can't make it Wednesday, Thursday, Thursdays, that's right, the day after Ramirez goes, Hall makes contact, and it's going to be right in the mitt of the right fielder for out number three. Jupiter Hammerheads up next. Walter works on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, and we'll be back for the bottom of the first after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show. Walter works with you here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jordan McKentz leading things off for the Jupiter Hammerheads. He's playing third base today. And McCann's from Pensacola, Florida, the 23-year-old pickup in the third round of the 2021 draft. Next pitch to him is inside, ball one. Hammerheads off to an 8-7 start. Here comes the pitch downstairs, ball two. They won their last game 5-5 over their last 10 games. Here comes the pitch to McCants. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Calm night here. No wind in sight. We do have some threatening clouds. I know it was raining up north. Everything's been okay so far here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. Big swing and a miss by McCants. And Hayden Murda on the mound for the Tampa Tarpons gets his first strikeout of the evening.
Number two, Ian Lewis.
So that's going to bring up Ian Lewis batting 186 with two RBIs from the Nassau Bahamas. Lewis picked up in 2019 as a free agent. A lot of speed when you think about Lewis. He's trying to get things going better when it comes to the bat. Makes contact here. This one's popped all the way up. Escaino going for it, but the left fielder's going to track it down. Nice catch there by Hall. So two quick outs here in the bottom of the first. All tied up, nothing early on. Up next is Javier Sanoa. Here comes the pitch from Murda to Sanoa. Sanoa makes contact, gets past the pitcher, barehanded by the shortstop. The throw over the first baseman and a hustle play by Sanoa, rounding first and going to second on that wild throw by Escaino to Martinez. Martinez couldn't get a handle on it, and Sanoa easily goes to second. So Sanoa gets onto second on an error. It's not going to count as a hit. And up next, you got Jorge Caballero. Caballero from Caracas, Venezuela, the 23-year-old, picked up as a free agent in 2016. Counts 1-0 to Caballero. Here comes the pitch from Murda. Runner goes to third. Catcher's going to try. It gets past the third baseman, and Sanoa is going to go home. We're going to have a play at the plate, and he's out of there. What a throw by the left fielder, Hall. And Ramirez behind the plate, catching Sanoa red-handed right at home. Good defense early on by the Tampa Tarpons. That's it for the bottom of the first inning. All tied up. 0-0 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we'll be back for the top of the second inning after this commercial break.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Jared Cerna leading things off for the Tampa Tarpons, quickly down 0-2 on the count. Here comes the pitch from Poland. Cerna making contact. This one going all the way to center. Sanoa easily tracking it down for out number one. Cerna is retired.
Now batting the first baseman, number 13, Omar Martinez.
Up next is Omar Martinez. He has two dingers and five RBIs, the first baseman for the Tarpons early on in the season. Here comes the pitch to Martinez. Check swing. He didn't go. It's going to be called a ball one. Here comes the next pitch from Poland. Breaking ball. Ball two. And here comes the pitch to Martinez. Strike number one. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. And the next pitch called ball. 3-1 the count now. Tarpons trying to climb back into this Florida State League race early on. They're in the bottom of the pile. Hammerheads with an 8-7 record have been impressive. And here comes the pitch. A big swing and a miss, and that's going to be strike number three. So Poland getting his first strikeout of the evening.
Center fielder, number three, Nelson Medina.
No problemo there for Poland. So Martinez retired on strikes. And making contact is Medina with a stand-up single for his first at-bat. Nice piece of hitting by Medina. Medina, the center fielder for the Tarpons. He's now on first. Two outs here. Top of the second inning. Taylor Aguilar with one RBI batting 250, the right fielder for the Tarpons. Here comes the pitch from Poland. And this one just missing the plate. Ball one. Here comes the next pitch. Inside, ball two. Barstad going to have a quick conversation with Poland. Probably just talking some strategy. Back at it, count 2-0 with two outs. Medina on first. And that pitch is called the ball. Count goes 3-0 with two outs. Aguilar with a nice eye early on here. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 3-1. Poland Poland from Indianapolis, Indiana, the 23-year-old picked in the sixth round of the 2022 draft. He's trying to get back in this count. Medina on first. Here comes the 3-1. Nice breaking ball catching the plate there. That's going to be strike two. So Poland getting the count full here for Aguilar. Two outs. Runner on first. Top of the second inning. Tied nothing-nothing here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And he checks his swing and he goes. And that's the second strikeout of this Tuesday evening for Jared Poland. And it keeps the game tied here in Jupiter, Florida. The first game of the week between the Tarpons and the Hammerheads. And we're going to be back for the bottom of the second inning. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the bottom of the second after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Jorge Caballero leading things off for the Jupiter Hammerheads here in the bottom of the second. Caballero looking for his first hit. Hayden Merida on the mound for the Tampa Tarpons. 2.70 ERA, 8 strikeouts through 10 innings of work this season. Caballero batting 256 with 4 RBIs. He fouls this one. Count goes 2-1. Caballero picked up in 2016 from Caracas, Venezuela. So the count's 2-1 to Caballero. Bottom of the second inning, Caballero making contact. Pitcher can't get a hold of it, and neither can the second baseman. Cerna trying to get a barehanded grab on it and fumbled it away. So Caballero, he's going to get onto first. And that's going to count as a hit. So the Hammerheads getting their first hit of the evening. That one being supplied by Jorge Caballero. Look at that. So the Hammerheads have a runner on first. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Tanner Allen, a lot of potential in Allen. He's the designated hitter today. Allen in that fifth spot, batting 250 on the season with 2 RBIs. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Allen. Allen pops this one all the way up, but it's going to go behind home plate. Right in front of me here in the booth. Watch your heads. One one the count to Allen, runner on first, nobody out. Caballero on first. Here comes the pitch to Allen, big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Here comes the next pitch to Allen, the 1-2. Allen makes contact. Is this one going to fall? Center fielder has no shot. Medina went reaching for it. Caballero might round third. Allen is going to third. That's an RBI triple for Tanner Allen. And you know what time it is. It's Tanner time. Wowzers. An RBI triple by Tanner Allen. Caballero coming home. And the Hammerheads are up 1-0. Oh, yeah. Quick start here for the Hammerheads. Bottom of the second, nobody out. 1-0 lead. That's going to bring up Cameron Barstad. It's Tanner time. That's what you can expect from Tanner Allen. The speed, the hitting, an RBI triple by Tanner Allen. Here comes the 1-1, the Barstad. Making contact, but just foul. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball catches the plate there for out number one, so Barstad is retired on strikes. That's going to bring up shortstop Harrison Spahn up to bat. Allen on third. One out here, bottom of the second inning. Here comes the pitch from Murda. Big swing and a miss. 0-1 count here, one out. What a way to start the game. Count quickly goes 0-2 to Spahn. He's batting .324. What a season for him so far. Big reason for any success that Jupiter's had. He has 3 home runs, 7 RBIs. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Murda. And Spahn making contact. This one's popped all the way up to the right fielder Aguilar. And Tanner's going to tag. He's going to go home. He's going to go halfway and then change his mind and go back to third. So two outs here, top of the second inning. Tanner Allen on third. That's going to bring up Christian Rodriguez after Spahn retired on a popped fly to right field. Berta trying to get out of this inning. Keeping it to a 1-0 lead, or deficit, I should say. Trying to give Tampa a chance here in the top of the third to cut into that 1-0 lead. Rodriguez batting .370 on the season. 0 home runs, 6 RBIs. Here comes the pitch. He makes contact. Left fielder going all the way back by the track, and he's going to track it down. No problemo is Hall out there in left field. But the Hammerheads do get one across home, now leading 1-0 on this Tuesday evening edition of Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com. And we'll be back. That's right. We'll be back after this commercial break. Top of the third coming right up, folks.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are back, top of the third inning. Ronnie Rowe has leading things off, rips this one. That one's going to go foul. Ronnie Rojas with a lot of power. Just batting 192 on the season with one RBI. Jared Polin on the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads, 1.50 ERA with 15 strikeouts on the young season. He has two more today through 12 innings of work. Up in the count quickly, 0-2 here to Rojas. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Rojas, big swing and a miss. And that's the third strikeout from Poland.
Top of the order, now batting the shortstop, number one, Brennan Escanio.
So Escanio up next. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Escanio. Called strike. One out here, top of the third innings. Hammerhead able to get one home in the bottom of the second, lead 1-0 on two hits. Here comes the pitch from Polin. Escanio making contact but foul. Count goes 1-2. Bum ba dum ba da da dum ba dum ba dum ba dum. Don't forget to catch your memories, make them happen here at the ballpark. Silver Sluggers night tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Baseball bingo all night long here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And then Thirsty Thursdays, that's right, $1, $2, $3 drink specials. Tampa Tarpons in town all week facing off against your Jupiter Hammerheads. Here comes the pitch from Polin. Making contact is Escaino, and he's going to be out, retired on a routine ground out. Nice play there, Lewis to Rodriguez.
Now batting the DH, number 28, Austin Wells.
So with two outs now, that's going to bring up Austin Wells. Austin Wells looking for his first hit here with two outs and nobody on. Here comes the 1-0. Count's going to go 2-0. Poland now with three punch outs on this Tuesday evening. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network on MILB.com for the first game of the series between the Tarpons and the Hammerheads. And Wells with a line drive right into the mitt of Rodriguez. How about that, folks? Bottom of the third inning coming up here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 1-0, Hammerheads on top. We're going to keep it going after this commercial break.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future.
but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show, folks. Chase Luttrell leading things off here in the bottom of the third inning for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Holding on to a 1-0 lead here. Luttrell batting 400, two RBIs on the season. Next pitch to him, outside. No, it catches the outside corner of the plate. Count goes 1-1 to Luttrell. Luttrell, the 22-year-old from Bakersfield, California, picked in the 13th round of the 2022 draft. Next pitch called strike. 1-2 count now to Luttrell. Ump calls time there. Here comes the 1-2 to Chase. And making contact there, but going foul. Count stays 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Chase Luttrell. And right down Broadway, that's going to be strike number 3. So Murda with his 10th strikeout of the season. Strikeout number 3 of the evening. Retiring Luttrell. That's going to bring up Jordan McCants. Looking for his first hit with one out here, nobody on. Bottom of the third. Here comes the first pitch from Murda. And this one outside, ball one. Calm night here, a pleasant one on this Tuesday evening in Jupiter, Florida. McCants fouls this one back. Count 1-1 to Luttrell with one out. Bottom of the third inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Here comes the pitch from Murda. And upstairs, that's going to be ball number 2. Count goes 2-1. Well, early on, it was Tanner time. He had an RBI triple, supplying the only run for the Hammerheads thus far. Here comes the pitch. McCants making contact right over to Murda. Murda's going to flick it over to first. An easy play there for Martinez for the routine out number 2. So Ian Lewis up now with two outs. First pitch to him, ball one. Murda getting his pitch from Ramirez. That one called the ball. 2-0 the count. Was looking for his first hit. That next pitch called a strike. Count goes to 2-1. And here comes the 2-1 pitch to Lewis all the way outside. Ramirez couldn't get a handle on that one. Awaiting the 3-1 pitch, Murda already with 40 pitches in the books. Here comes pitch number 41, this one outside, so Lewis is going to get onto first on a good eye. So the Speedy Lewis on first. Javier Sanoa now up to bat with 8 RBIs, the talented center fielder. We'll see if Sanoa can get things snapping here. The Hammerheads are lurking. They're swimming. Can they take a bite out of these tarpons? So Noah reached to second on an error his first time up. Two outs here, bottom of the third inning. Jupiter on top of the Tampa Tarpons, 1-0. Lewis on first. Lewis is going to second. There's going to be an attempt to get him, and he's safe. Lewis just gets into second with a stolen base, and we have an instant threat on the bags with the Speedy Lewis stealing a base. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Sanoa. And this one fouled back behind home plate. Count goes 1-1. Sanoa picked up in 2019 as a free agent from Venezuela. The 20-year-old. A lot of talent when you think Sanoa. 1-1 count, two outs. Lewis on second. Here we go. Here comes the pitch from Murda. Sanoa making contact past the first baseman. No shot there. And another run's going to come home. Sanoa's going rounding second. Helmet coming off. And he's going to get onto third. No problem. That's an RBI for Sanoa. And the Hammerheads are now on top. 2-0. Lewis across home. He got on there because of the walk. And then Sanoa ripped it right by Martinez. And now the Hammerheads are up 2-0. That's going to bring Jorge Caballero up. So an RBI triple for Javier Sanoa. What a way to get the first two runs of the game in for the Hammerheads. RBI triple by Allen. RBI triple by Sanoa. And now another threat with Caballero up to bat. He got a base hit his first time up. Sanoa on third. Bottom of the third. Two outs. Here comes the pitch. And this one outside and away. The Hammerheads are lurking. They're swimming. They just took a bite out of these tarpons. And they're looking for a little bit more insurance. They're trying to take another bite out of these tarpons. Here comes the pitch to Caballero. Caballero, big swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Sanoa on third. Caballero trying to bring him home. Here comes the pitch, and Sanoa is retired on strikes. That's the fourth strikeout for Murda. But a little damage done. Hammerheads able to take another bite out of these Tampa Tarpons. Now with a 2-0 lead on three hits. An RBI triple by Javier Sanoa. Top of the fourth inning coming up. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Live on MILB.com. And we'll be back. That's right, after this commercial break.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Top of the fourth inning here. Hammerheads on top, 2-0. Ramirez on the mound. In the box. For the Tarpons. Ramirez walked his first time up. Poland still on the mound for the Hammerheads. Nobody warming up in either pen. And Poland especially has been stellar, just allowing one hit, has three strikeouts on this Tuesday evening. Ramirez looking for his first hit, trying to cut into this 2-0 deficit. Here comes the pitch from Poland. And he makes contact, dribbling it over to the third baseman, barehanding it, and not able to get a clean throw on it is McCants. So McCants throwing it over to Rodriguez. Rodriguez can't get a grip on that ball. And the Tarpons have a runner on first. That's going to be count as a hit by Ramirez. Now that brings up Anthony Hall. Batting 125, one home run, three RBIs, left fielder for the Tarpons. Here comes the first pitch to Hall. This one misses the plate, ball one. So Ramirez on first. Hall up at bat. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Poland. And he makes contact right over to Lewis. Lewis flings it over to second, right over to first. Spawn to Rodriguez for a double play, a double by the Hammerheads. Nice defense there for a quick two outs. So Hall is retired. So that's going to bring up Serna, the second baseman for the Tarpons. He's also looking for his first hit. First pitch breaking ball catches the plate there. Nice pitch by Poland. 78 miles per hour on the gun. Quickly thrown again is Poland. This one outside. Count goes 1-1. Count with two outs. And the next pitch is called a strike. Another nice breaking ball by Poland. A lot of tools in the toolbox there for the pitcher of the Hammerheads. 132 ERA now with 16 strikeouts through 13 innings. Here comes the next pitch. This one's going to be called a ball. Count goes 2-2. 2-2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Here comes the 2-2 to Serna, and just misses. Count goes full. Hammer had some displaying some good defense, some good pitching here, and supplying the offense to a 2-0 lead. And Serna, with a good eye, is going to go on to first via the base on balls express train. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. There he goes. So Serna displaying a good eye. He's going to go to first. That's going to bring up Omar Martinez. Martinez looking for his first hit. he was retired on strikes his first time up. And the runner goes. There goes Cerna for second, and he's going to be caught. A beautiful throw there by Barstad. Getting to it is Spahn. Cerna with no chance, and the Hammerheads get out number three, bringing us to the top, to the bottom of the fourth inning here. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Hammerheads enjoying an early 2-0 lead on this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball at the Dean. Walter Works with you, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad.
And welcome back, folks. That's right. Bottom of the fourth inning here. Jupiter on top. 2-0. Tanner Allen up at bat. And Tanner Allen came through his last time up. That's right. It's always Tanner time when Tanner's up to bat. Even displaying some good defense. He's just an all-around good player. Allen making contact. That one's going to go foul. 276 average on the season for Tanner Allen. Three RBIs. He's the designated hitter today for the Hammerheads. Allen from Theodore, Alabama, makes contact there. This one's chipped over to the second baseman, and that's going to be a routine play. Nice grab there by Cerna over to Martinez for out number one. So Allen, who last time up got an RBI triple, supplying the first run for the Hammerheads. He's retired on a ground ball his second time around. That's going to bring up Cameron Barstad, your catcher tonight for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Here comes the first pitch to Cameron. This one just catches the outside corner of the plate, called strike one. Hayden Murda already with four strikeouts tonight, trying to keep this a 2-0 deficit. Trying to keep the Tampa Tarpons in the game. Still a lot of baseball to be played here at Roger Dean Shepperly Stadium on this beautiful Tuesday evening at the Dean. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Barstad. Barstad, big swing and a miss. And Murda gets his fifth strikeout. That's going to bring up Harrison Spahn. Barstad hasn't had any luck yet. That's a second strikeout in today's game. So a quick two outs. Tarpon's trying to stay within the game. Spahn with a 314 average. He has three home runs, seven RBIs. Looking for his first hit tonight. Spahn from Tarzana, California, 24 years old. Picked up as a free agent in 2022. Count 1-1 to Spahn. Hammerheads 8-7 on this young season. Trying to climb their way up in these Florida State League standings. Count goes 2-1 to Spahn. Murda approaching his 58th pitch of the night. Here comes pitch number 58. And just catches the outside corner of the plate, a 93 mile per hour fastball by Murda. man, he's got some good stuff on the mound. Here comes the 2-2. Outside and away, count goes full. So a full count all the way across the scoreboard here at the Dean. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Hammerhead's trying to add to this 2-0 lead. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. All the way upstairs, and Spahn is going to get a free ride to first on the Base on Balls Express train. That's right. Choo, choo, choo. See what you get for some good discipline, a good eye. Easily getting to first there is Spahn. So Spahn on first. Christian Rodriguez up next. All one the count to Rodriguez. Rodriguez looking for his first hit. 0 for 1 today. Pitches so far for Hayden Murda. Here comes pitch number 62 to Rodriguez. Rodriguez making contact, but this one just goes foul. 5 strikeouts so far on the evening for Murda. He's brought his ERA down to 3.55 through 12 innings of work in the season, so he's getting the repetition. Pitch clock going to 7, 6. This one inside gets away from the catcher. Ramirez can't get any piece of it. And easily going to second is Spahn. So Spahn's on second. Rodriguez up at the bat. He's got 6 RBIs on the season, so you know the potential is there to add another run. That's exactly what the Hammerheads are going to try to do here with the count 1-2 and 2 outs. Bottom of the 4th. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball just misses the outside corner of the plate, so the count's going to go 2-2. Murda getting ready, getting his pitch. Here comes the 2-2. Rodriguez making contact, but foul over there by the Hammerheads bullpen. Come check us out here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium all week long. The Tampa Tarpons in town to face off your hometown Jupiter Hammerheads. Here comes the 2-2. Big swing and a miss, and Murda gets his second. His 6th, I'm sorry, what am I talking about? Holy moly, his 6th. That's right, you heard right. Numero 6, number 6, strikeout of the evening as we approach the top of the 5th inning here. The Hammerheads with a 2-0 lead. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, and we'll be back for the top of the 5th inning, but we're going to do it after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And And welcome back to the show, folks. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com for the first game of this series between the Tampa Tarpons and your hometown Hammerheads. Omar Martinez up in the box. He's up next at bat for the Tarpons. Tarpons trying to cut into this 2-0 deficit. Just with two hits so far in the game, some great pitching by Poland. Martinez making contact, a quick 0-2 count now. Poland up in the count. Poland has been stellar. Three strikeouts, no earned runs, and just allowing two hits. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Poland. This one is going to dribble over to the first baseman, Rodriguez, but it's going to be foul. Count remains 0-2 here on this Tuesday edition of Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Tarpons and Hammerheads all week. And don't forget, tomorrow is Silver Sluggers night. That's right, baseball bingo all night long. And even though I never win, it's nice to see everybody else doing good and happy and catching a great baseball game too. Family fun entertainment all week long here at the Dean. So next up is Nelson Medina. Martinez goes down. That's the fourth strikeout of the evening for Poland. So Nelson Medina batting 308 on the young season, one home run, seven RBIs. He's your center fielder for the Tarpons. Medina got a single early on in the game, one of the Tarpons' two hits of the night. Here comes the 2-0, big swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Beautiful night here at the Dean. No wind in sight. I will say, I do see some clouds to the north that don't look so friendly. And Medina rips this one over the head of the third baseman. McCants no shot at it. And Caballero able to charge to it, keeping the runner on first. So nice piece of hitting there by Medina. His second hit of the evening. That's two singles on the night for Medina. Wow, what hitting by him. You love to see that at this level, the development of these talented players really starting to flourish. And now the speedy Medina on first. Poland knows it. He's going to check it. He throws over to first. Rodriguez almost getting Medina, missing him by like a half a second. One out here, runner on first. Top of the fifth inning. And the next pitch just misses. Oof, that could have gone either way. Tyler Aguilar up at bat, batting 235 with one RBI. Looking for his first hit. And he foul tips this one, so the count's going to go 1-1. When you look at the Florida State League, right now you got the Marauders on top of the division with a 10-5 record. Clearwater follows at 9-6. Fort Myers, the Hammerheads, the Flying Tigers, and the Palm Beach Cardinals all at 8-7. So every win counts early on. Nice breaking ball there by Poland. It's called a strike. A 70-mile-per-hour changeup there. 1-2 count with one on. Medina on first. Don't forget to join us Saturday, April 29th. Not only is it Kids Club Saturday, but it's Star Wars night. All the characters are going to be out here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and some good baseball. Aguilar rips this one, but right into the mitt of the right fielder, Luttrell. Luttrell trying to get the throw over to first to hopefully get Medina. No luck there, but regardless, the Hammerheads get two quick outs there. Much needed. Trying to hang on to this 2-0 lead in the top of the fifth inning. Ronnie Rojas is next, playing third base for the Tarpons. Here comes the first pitch to Rojas. And this one outside and away, ball one. Ooh, Rojas looking for his first hit of the night. Medina still stranded on first. Here comes the 1-0. And just misses. No, he didn't. That took a little while to call there, Mr. Umpire. I thought he called it right, though. 1-1 the count. Nice pitch there by Poland. 83-mile-per-hour changeup. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And Rojas makes contact a couple of feet in front of the warning track. And that's out number three. A routine catch there by Chase Luttrell. Nice pitching. Nice defense. And can the Hammerheads keep swimming? Keep lurking. And hopefully they're going to try to take another bite out of these Tarpons. A 2-0 lead as we approach the bottom of the fifth inning. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we'll be back for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball at the Dean. But you know we're going to do it after this commercial break.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.
And we are having a party at the Dean. That's right. Starting things off this week with the Tarpons and Hammerheads here. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, yeah. Chase Luttrell up to bat. Count 1-0 to Luttrell. Murda still on the mound for the Tarpons. Approaching his 68th pitch. Here it comes. This one fouled back. 1-1 the count to Luttrell, batting .375 on the season. Just two RBIs, but he can get on base, shows with that .375 average. Luttrell from Bakersfield, California, the 22-year-old, picked in the 13th round of the 2022 draft. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Murda. And making contact, but dribbling behind home plate. That's going to be called a foul, so the count's 2-2. The dilemma for the Tarpons is that they're 6-9 early on in the season, and they know that's not Tampa Tarpons baseball. The Tarpons affiliated with the New York Yankees. They expect a lot more production throughout the season. So they want to win this game. They want to get off to a great start to this series. If they can pull through in this series, they can turn things around. Luttrell rips this one floating in left field, and out to get it is Hall for out number one. So Luttrell is retired on a loud out to left field. That's going to bring up the speedy Jordan McCants for your Jupiter Hammerheads. McCants looking for his first hit. One out, nobody on. Big swing and a miss, strike one. McCants 0-2 on the night. Six RBIs on the season, along with one home run. Here comes the 0-1. Outside, count goes 1-1. A beautiful Tuesday night. Some threatening clouds, but it's been pleasant thus far. Here comes the pitch. and he rips this one. It hits Murda on the shoulder there on the mound, but easily getting to it. Nice play by Escaino to Martinez for out number two. So nice defense by the Tarpons, staying in it, holding it to a two-run deficit. Both teams have three hits here in the top, the bottom of the fifth. That's going to bring up Ian Lewis with two outs and nobody on. A lot of potential in Lewis from the Nassau Bahamas. Lewis picked up as a free agent in 2019. He's looking for his first hit of the evening. Here it comes. Big swing and a miss. Murda now with 76 pitches. Tarpons do have somebody throwing there in the pen. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Lewis. Makes contact, but slowly fouls it into the Tarpons dugout. 0-2 count, two outs, nobody on. Hammerheads on top, 2-0, coming into this game with an 8-7 record. And right in the Florida State League conversation. It's been the Bradenton Marauders that have gotten off to the best start, currently 10-5, holding on to that first-place position. Next pitch to Lewis is inside, going to be called a ball. Count goes 1-2 to Lewis. Here comes the 1-2. And this one low and outside. Count goes even, 2-2. Even across the board, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the 80th pitch from Murda. And this one gets him inside. Nice pitch by Murda. A filthy 92-mile-per-hour fastball, and that's his seventh strikeout of the evening. And we're going to rock and roll to the top of the sixth inning. The Tarpons are going to try to cut into this 2-0 deficit. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. For this first game of the series between the Tampa Tarpons and your hometown Jupiter Hammerheads, we're going to keep things going for the top of the sixth inning, but after this commercial break.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National...
What's that? Welcome back, everybody. Brenny Escaino leading things up for the Tampa Tarpons. Going to try to get things going. They're even on hits with the Hammerheads, both teams with three hits apiece. But nothing in the run column. Starting things off with a rip past the pitcher, trying to get to it. Nice play by Spahn getting to the ball, but then couldn't get a handle on it. So that's going to be a hit. I'm pretty sure that's going to be ruled a hit for Escaino.
How about the DH, number 28, Austin Wells?
It was hardly hit. I'm surprised Spahn even got to the ball. And now the speedy Escaino is on first with nobody on. A quick start here to the top of the sixth for the Tampa Tarpons. Austin Wells up next. Designated hitter tonight for the Tarpons. Wells looking for his first hit of the night. Has some added motivation there with Escaino on first. Here comes the pitch from Poland. He rips this one by the warning track. And a nice jumping grab. Over to get it is Luttrell. He just jumped up into the sky, reached out with his mitt, and that's a loud out number one. Wells is retired. So Escaino has no other choice but to stay on first. Nice defensive effort by Luttrell. We got one out here in the top of the sixth with Augustine Ramirez now up to bat. Ramirez walked and got a base hit so far in this game. He's been on every time. Here comes pitch number 80 from Poland. Nice breaking ball by Poland. Right down Broadway, a 76-mile-per-hour breaking ball broke right in front of the plate. Count goes 0-1. So here comes the 0-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss by Ramirez. Count goes 0-2. 0-2 with one out. Escaino on first. Tarpon's down 2-0 here. Here comes the 0-2. And fouled behind home plate. Count remains 0-2 with one out. Ramirez with a .214 average, one home run, five RBIs, the catcher for the Tarpons tonight. Here comes the 0-2. And making contact is Ramirez. Picking it up is Lewis, stepping on the bag and throwing over to Rodriguez for a double play to end the top of the sixth. Talk about some defense. You saw it there, Lewis. Stepping on the bag over to Ramirez. That's a double. A double play for your hometown Hammerheads. Holding on to this 2-0 lead as we approach the bottom of the sixth inning. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Live on MILB.com. And we'll be back for the bottom of the sixth inning after this commercial break.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents.
Oh yeah, we're living on a prayer, baby. Walter Works with you live on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network on MILB.com. Hammerheads on top 2-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Toronto improved to 9-7. How about that for your hometown Hammerheads? That sounds good. Might have some hometown cooking. Tarpons here all week long against the Hammerheads. Don't forget to catch Silver Sluggers night. That's right, tomorrow night, Wednesday. Baseball bingo all night long here at the Dean. Javier Sanoa leading things off here in the bottom of the sixth for the Hammerheads. Takes the first pitch called strike. Sanoa 1-for-2 on the evening. Makes contact there. The speedy shortstop going to get it. Nice play there on defense for the Tarpons. Escaino with a laser line throw to Martinez for out number one. So Sanoa is retired. On a ground out, Escaino charging to that ball. Nice grab by him. And then the nice throw. That's going to bring up Jorge Caballero. Caballero 1-for-2 today. .268 average, 4 RBIs, the left fielder for your Hammerheads. Here comes the first pitch to him. This one outside. 1-0 goes the count. Here comes the 1-0. And this one catches the inside corner of the plate. Count goes 1-1. 1-1 count, one out, nobody on. Here comes the 85th pitch from Murda. Murda's still on the mound. He has 7 strikeouts, 2 earned runs, allowing 3 hits. Tarpons do have somebody warming up in the pen. So do the Hammerheads. Here comes the 1-2. Caballero making contact. But again, it's Itzcaíno with another nice grab and another nice throw to Martinez for out number 2. So Itzcaíno has been busy out there in shortstop, supplying the first 2 out for the Tarpons, trying to stay in this game, trying to stay alive like John Travolta. So we have a meeting at the mound, and we're going to have a pitching change here in Jupiter, Florida. The Tarpons going to call on some relief. A call to the bullpen, trying to see if they can stay within this game, but how can you deny the performance by Murda? 5 innings pitched, 7 strikeouts. Unbelievable performance by him. So we'll take a break. We're going to have a pitching change here. We'll get a name and a number as soon as we come back. Top of the 6th inning, bottom of the 6th, I'm sorry, here at the Dean. Hammerheads on top, 2-0. We're going to be back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a...
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Hammerheads on top. Bottom of the 6th inning here. 2-0. Mason Vinyard now on the mound for the Tarpons. Picked up as a free agent in 2022. He's got a 4.50 ERA. 13 strikeouts on the season through 8 innings of work. A lot of talent and potential when you think about Mason. He's going to face Tanner Allen. It was Tanner time early on in the game. Tanner Allen with an RBI triple, supplying that second run for the hometown Hammerheads. Counts 1-1 to Allen. This one just catches the inside corner of the plate. Allen not too happy with that call. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And Allen makes contact right over to the second baseman. Easy grab for him. Cerna to Martinez, retiring Allen for out number 3. And it remains a 2-0 lead for the Hammerheads. Tarpon's going to try to make something happen. Top of the 7th coming up. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the top of the 7th after this commercial break.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because of...
And welcome back to the top of the seventh inning. Anthony Hall leading things off for the Tarpons, trying to cut into this 2-0 deficit. Hammerheads on top. Jared Polin still on the mound for the Hammerheads. You can see the faith that they have in Polin. He's thrown 85 pitches so far. Here comes the 86th. And this one is ripped fair down the right field line. Hall rounding first with his helmet falling off. Gets into second easily to start the top of the seventh with a stand-up double. Nice piece of hitting there by Hall. And the Tarpons have an instant threat on second with a runner getting on. Luttrell chasing that ball down right field. Couldn't get a handle on it. Thank goodness he got there sooner than later. Hall with the speed, rounding first and getting a double. So Hall getting his first hit of the evening, a big one here to kick things off in the top of the seventh. That's going to bring up Serna. 5 RBIs on the season, the second baseman for the Tarpons. He's looking for his first hit. Here comes the first pitch to Serna. This one just outside, 89 mile per hour fastball, ball one. Polin, through six innings pitched, has 4 strikeouts, hasn't allowed a run yet, has allowed 5 hits. His ERA down to 1.13. This one is ripped right by the third baseman. McCants can't get a handle on it. Ay, ay, ay. So Hall moves on to third, and Serna, they're going to count that one as a base hit. He's on first. Nice piece of hitting by Serna. He got on last time with a good eye on a walk. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound. That might be it for Polin. I mean, at this level, you got to be impressed with the 6 innings he's put in, the 4 strikeouts, the no runs allowed. And we're indeed going to have a pitching change here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A stellar performance by Polin. So we'll be back for the top of the seventh inning. Hammerhead's going to change the pitching. A call to the bullpen trying to hang on to this 2-0 lead with about 3 innings to left to go in this game. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network on this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball, live on MILB.com. We'll be back right after this pitching change and after this commercial break.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma,
And welcome back, everybody, to the top of the seventh inning. Brady Encarnacion in for some relief. And I'm not talking about Pepto-Bismol. He's going to try to keep the Hammerheads in this game. Hammerheads on top, 2-0. Nobody out. Runners on the corners. We got a situation here at the Dean. Omar Martinez up at bat. This pitch up high. Count goes 2-0. So Hall on third. Trying to cross home. Next pitch to Martinez is called the strike. Count goes 2-1. Here comes the pitch to Martinez. Martinez making contact. That's foul tipped. Strike two. Count goes even 2-2. So Hall on third. Serna on first. And he makes contact there. Right to first. He picks it out, but can't get the throw to second. A runner comes home. Serna moves on to third on that wild throw from Rodriguez. Ay, ay, ay. So Martinez ripped one over to Rodriguez at first. He cleaned it up, stepped on the bag, threw over to Lewis at second, got away from Lewis. Serna then took advantage of the blunder and goes to third down with one out. A runner comes home, and now the Hammerheads' lead is cut down to one. That's going to bring up Medina. Medina batting .325, one home run, seven RBIs. Breaking ball all the way upstairs to Medina. Medina's gotten on base a couple of times with two singles. Yankees organization loves what they see in Medina. He rips this one all the way up high. It's going to be enough to bring a runner home. That's going to be a sacrifice fly. And Serna comes on home to mama. So Serna comes home. And the score is now tied 2-2. What a game to start off this series. The Tarpons here all week long against your hometown Hammerheads. So nobody on base now with two outs. Runner comes home, though, and we're all tied up 2-2. That's going to bring up Taylor Aguilar with nobody home. And he chips this one over to the shortstop. No problemo there. Spawn to Rodriguez. So Serna scores on a sacrifice fly. Hall came home before that on a throwing error. And just like that, the Tarpons knot up the game 2-2. Take me out to the ball game. It's time to stretchity stretch stretch. A much-deserved seventh-inning stretch here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball. 2-2 the score, but the Hammerheads are lurking, and they're swimming, and they're looking to take a bite out of these Tarpons. Bottom of the seventh coming up. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, and we'll be right back for the bottom of the seventh after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a short.
And welcome back to the ball game. Bottom of the seventh inning. Hammerhead's going to try to regain this lead, all tied up 2-2 against the visiting Tampa Tarpons. Mason Vineyard on the mound for the Tarpons. First pitch outside and away, all the way outside, ball one. Cameron Barstad leading things off in the bottom of the second for your hometown Hammerheads. Here comes the 1-0. Big swing and a miss by Cameron. Count goes 1-1. Barstad looking for his first hit. He's 0-2 on the evening. Here comes the 1-1 from Vineyard. And Barstad making contact but going foul. Count goes 1-2. Silver Sluggers night tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Baseball bingo all night long. And if you can't make that, don't forget Thirsty Thursdays following Wednesday. $1, $2, $3 drink specials. Tampa Tarpons here all week long in Jupiter playing your hometown Hammerheads. A series you don't want to miss. Catch the stars of tomorrow at the Dean. And a nice breaking ball there by Vineyard, retiring Barstad for his first strikeout in relief. So Barstad strikes out for his third time tonight. That's going to bring up shortstop Harrison Spahn. He's had a tremendous year so far. 314 average, 3 home runs, 7 RBIs. Score tied up 2-2. He makes contact. It bounces right to the third baseman. Nice throw there by Rojas over to Martinez. So a 2 quick outs here to start the bottom of the 7th. Nice defense by the Tarpons. Christian Rodriguez up next, the first baseman for your Hammerheads. He has 6 RBIs, batting .345. Rodriguez from San Felix, Venezuela. The 21-year-old picked up in 2018 as a free agent. First pitch to him, outside and away, ball one. Hammerheads want this game. They want to climb up the Florida State League standings. Currently behind the Marauders. The Marauders are 10-5 behind Clearwater. Clearwater's 9-6. And then the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, Lakeland Flying Tigers, and the Palm Beach Cardinals all 8-7 along with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Rodriguez makes some serious contact, but it goes foul. Count stays 1-2. Here comes the 13th pitch from Vineyard. This one is bounced all the way up in the air, dribbling down the wrong side of that first baseline, so it's going to stay 1-2 the count on that foul ball. Don't forget to join us Saturday night, Star Wars night here at the Dean. Oh, yeah. Here comes the next pitch from Vineyard and just misses the outside corner of the plate. The Tarpons dugout thought that was going to be strikeout number 2 for Vineyard, but it's not. Count goes even 2-2 with 2 outs. Pitch clock ticking down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and he just gets off the pitch. Rodriguez makes contact, and it's fouled again. Staying alive is Christian Rodriguez. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the bottom of the 7th. All tied up 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Upstairs, count goes full to Rodriguez. Rodriguez looking for his first hit of this Tuesday evening. Here comes the 3-2. Big swing and a miss. And Vineyard gets his second strikeout indeed. What a nice job in relief. The game is all tied up. We're heading towards the top of the 8th inning. Tarpons and Hammerheads, game one of this series that's going on all week long here at the Dean. That's right, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in beautiful Jupiter, Florida, on this wonderful, pleasant Tuesday night here. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the top of the 8th inning after this commercial break.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them.
Ronnie Rojas up next for the Tampa Tarpons, the third baseman. He leads things off here in the top of the eighth inning. Rojas 0-for-2 on the evening, looking for his first hit. Brady Encarnacion working through his second inning of relief. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Rojas. Fastball, 90 miles per hour on the gun. Foul tipped, strike two. Count goes 1-2 to Rojas. Tarpons looking for a win. They lost their last game. Now 6-9 on the young season. One game ahead of the struggling St. Lucie Mets, who are 5-10. Count goes 2-2 to Rojas. Encarnacion just missing the plate on that last pitch, approaching his 14th pitch of the evening. Here comes number 14. And the Rojas just getting a piece of it. Count remains 2-2. Two-two count here. Top of the eighth, nobody out. Here comes the pitch. This one is upstairs, so the count's going to go full 3-2. Three-two count, no outs, nobody on. Inside, so Rojas. No, he got him on a filthy breaking ball. I thought it might have caught the inside corner of the plate, and it did. So Brady Encarnacion gets his first strikeout in relief. Retiring Rojas, how about that? That's going to bring up Brenny Escanayo. Count goes 1-0 to Escanayo. Here comes the 0-1 from Encarnacion. And this one outside misses the plate. 1-1 the count. Encarnacion, through four innings of work in this young season, has not allowed an earned run yet. Brady up in the count, 1-2 to Escanayo. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And right down Broadway. A nice 86-mile-per-hour changeup, and Brady Encarnacion gets his second strikeout in relief, now bringing up Austin Wells with two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. So here comes the first pitch to Wells. He makes contact, a laser shot right past the second base. Nobody can get to it. Spahn had no chance at it. Lewis was frozen. And Wells gets his first hit of the evening.
The catcher, number 10, Augustin Ramirez.
So a much-needed runner on first. Two outs, though, with Augustin Ramirez up next. Hall on deck if we get there. Here comes the pitch to Ramirez. This one is popped all the way up. Luttrell trying to track it down, and he does for out number three. Damage averted. Bottom of the eighth coming up. All tied up here at the Dean. 2-2. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And you already know we're going to be back for the bottom of the eighth. But after this, commercial break.
Song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! Here's that song again. It will make you cray-cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the site of this first game between the Tarpons and the Hammerheads. Chase Luttrell leading things off for the hometown Hammerheads. Mason Vineyard still on the mound for some relief for the Tarpons. Count 0-1 to Luttrell. Here comes the 0-1. Luttrell making contact but foul. Count goes 0-2. Luttrell 0-2 on the evening, looking for his first hit. Batting .353. Two RBIs, no home runs. A good start to the season for Luttrell. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking ball downstairs, ball one. And here comes the 1-2 pitch to Luttrell. Big swing and a miss, and he is retired. It's going to hit the dirt, so he's going to try and attempt to get onto first. Easily picked up by Ramirez, throwing it over to Martinez. That's out number one. So Luttrell is retired. And we're going to have a meeting on the mound. Might have a pitching change here. We'll see what goes on. Vineyard now with 3 strikeouts. And he's going to come out the game. We're going to have a new pitcher. A pitching change here. A call to the bullpen as the Hammerheads try to take over the lead. And the Tarpons try to stay in it. Bottom of the 8th coming up. We're going to do it again after this commercial break.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning.
And welcome back to the show. Bottom of the 8th, 1 out. All tied up 2-2. Jordan McCants now up to bat. New pitcher in for the Tarpons, that's Matt Keating. And this one is riffed past the first baseman. The Speedy McCants gets onto first on a stand-up single. No chance for Martinez to get to it. So McCants, he's the leadoff hitter for the Hammerheads, doing his job, getting on first. So nice job by McCants. McCants getting his first hit of the evening. That's going to bring up Ian Lewis. A lot of talent when you talk Lewis. He's 0 for 2 tonight, looking for his first hit. Nice single by McCants. Bottom of the eighth, one out. Runner on first to Speedy McCants. An instant threat on the bags. Hammerheads trying to pull through and take over the lead here late in the game. Bottom of the eighth inning. 0-1 count. Here comes the pitch from Keating. And there's going to be no pitch. Throws over to first and dings McCants on the helmet. Ouch! Ay, ay, ay. What was that about? Keating on the mound from Omaha, Nebraska, picked in the 2002 draft in the ninth round. A lot of stock in Keating. He's got a 1.50 ERA, 8 strikeouts through 6 innings of work. Coaching staff and the trainer looking for McCants. He took a throw to the head on a pickoff attempt from Keating. Right to the cabeza. Hope he's okay. Hammerheads need him healthy and well. Both teams trying to pull through here, currently tied 2-2 in the bottom of the eighth. McCants still down. Took that pickoff attempt right to the head. He's standing up. Is he going to stay in the game? In the meantime, we're going to check the out-of-time scorecard, the out-of-town scorecard. You got the Palm Beach Cardinals getting dominated right now by the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Flying Tigers on top 11-2. The Marauders down 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth. The Blue Jays currently on top. Marauders on top of the Florida State League. And the runner's going to go. That's McCants trying to get second, and he's in there safely. What effort by McCants stealing second. Now you got an instant threat on second. With one out here, Lewis up at the bat. After taking that shot to the head, he steals second on the next play. Nice job by McCants. And that's what you love about him, the lightning speed. And now the Hammerheads are in business. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Lewis. Lewis with a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. He did go. So Lewis goes down on strikes. Vinyard with his fourth strikeout in relief. A huge fourth strikeout. And a huge second out. That's going to bring up the talented Javier Sanoa. And you know Sanoa's dangerous. He's got 9 RBIs on the season. Sanoa 1-for-3 on the evening. Going to try to bring McCants home. First pitch to Sanoa outside, ball one. All tied up, 2-2 here. Bottom of the eighth. Here comes Keating's sixth pitch in relief. Here we go. And this one catches the corner of the plate. Nice 91 mile per hour fastball. Count goes 1-1. Sanoa picked up as a free agent in 2019 from Venezuela. And good eye by Sanoa, taking ball two. The Speedy McCants on second. Anxious to get home. Will Sanoa get him there? Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Matt Keating. And outside, but catches the corner of the plate. Sanoa not happy about it. And the count goes even, 2-2. So Keating trying to get out of this inning. He's trying to keep the Tarpons in the game, but the Hammerheads are lurking. They're swimming. Will they take a bite out of these Tarpons? Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Sanoa. Ump calls time right before Keating was supposed to deliver the pitch. Oh, a delay of game call there. The pitch clock did go down, actually, and the Hammerheads are awarded a ball, so the count goes full. Once you look at that, the rule's in effect here. Anyway, here comes the 3-2 pitch. Keating to Sanoa. Sanoa, a big swing and a miss. Ball hits the dirt, so he tries to get to first. Bangs his helmet on the base in frustration. And that's how we end the eighth inning. Still tied up 2-2. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we'll be back for the top of the ninth inning. All tied up. And we're going to do it after this commercial break.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the game. Anthony Hall leading things off. He rips this one over by the warning track. And it's caught. I thought it was out of here. Nice grab there by Sanoa. On the warning track, right by the wall. That's a loud out number one. So Hall is retired. Very nice defense by your hometown Hammerheads. That's going to bring up Jared Cerna. He's up next. 1-for-2 on the evening. Brady Encarnacion still on the mound. He's got 2 strikeouts. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Cerna. Catches the corner of the plate. Strike one. Beautiful Tuesday night here. 2-2 game at top of the ninth inning. And this one upstairs, ball two. Cerna batting 273 with 5 RBIs. Picked up in 2019 by the Yankees organization as a free agent, making contact there right to shortstop. A high throw, but able to get it is Rodriguez. Nice pickup by Spahn at short for out number two. So Cerna's retired.
Now batting the first baseman, number 13, Omar Martinez.
That's going to bring up Omar Martinez. 2 home runs, 6 RBIs on the season. First baseman for the Tarpons. Takes the first pitch downstairs, ball one. Martinez looking for his first hit, 0-for-3 on the night. Hammerhead's trying to get out of this top of the ninth and trying to bring it home in the bottom. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Downstairs again, ball two. Good eye there by Martinez to start off the sequence. Oh. 2-0 the count with 2 outs, nobody on. Here comes the pitch from Encarnacion and just misses the corner of the plate there. 3-0 goes the count. Ball tied up 2-2. And the next pitch inside, fastball in at 89 miles per hour. And Martinez takes a free ride to first.
Now batting the center fielder, number 3, Nelson Medina.
So that's going to bring up Nelson Medina. He's going to try to move Martinez along the bags. Batting 325, one home run, 8 RBIs, the speedy center fielder for the Tarpons. Medina's 2 for 2 today. He had 2 singles. A lot of talent on this Tampa Tarpons team. And when I mention that, they know they can be a lot better than 6-9, so a win here is crucial. Counts 1-1 to Medina. Encarnacion looking to retire the side here. Here comes the 1-1. Big swing and a miss, and that's strikeout number 2. So one ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runner on first. Here comes the 1-2. Medina makes contact right over to short. Trying to backhand it is Spahn. And backhanding it, he didn't. Fumbles the ball. And now we have runners on first and second for the Tarpons. 2 outs, though, as Barstad and some players in the infield, Spahn, Lewis, everybody coming in. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change on the mound. That's right. That's going to be it for Encarnacion. Hammerheads trying to do everything they can to stay in the game and pull out the lead and send everybody home happy here at the Dean. Making a call to the bullpen. That's right. We got a pitching change here in Jupiter. All tied up 2-2. And we'll be back, folks. Top of the 9th inning. Coming right back, but after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show. Walter Works with you. Top of the 9th inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A 2-2 game between the Tarpons and the Hammerheads. Evan Taylor now on the mound for some relief for your hometown Hammerheads. With runners on first and second, Taylor Aguilar up at bat. Aguilar looking for his first hit. It would be huge with runners on first and second as the Tampa Tarpons trying to take over this lead. Taylor on the mound, picked in the 9th round of the 2022 draft from Florence, Alabama. Count goes 0-2 to Aguilar. Nice start for Taylor. Trying to bring the Hammerheads home to the bottom of the 9th in this tie game. Here comes the 0-2. And just misses the outside corner of the plate. Count goes 1-2. Beautiful night here, Tuesday night. The first game of the series. Tampa Tarpons in town all week long against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Here comes the 1-2. And it gets him! Catches the outside corner of the plate this time. Nice pitching by Taylor in relief, getting the Hammerheads out of this mini jam. And to the bottom of the ninth we go, all tied up. But the Hammerheads are swimming. They're lurking, and they're going to look to take a final bite out of these Tampa Tarpons. The first game of the series here at the Dean. That's right. Don't forget, tomorrow is Silver Sluggers night. Baseball bingo all night long, followed by Thirsty Thursdays. That's right. $1, $2, $3 drink specials. Catch the stars of tomorrow all week long. And don't forget, it's Star Wars night, Saturday night. We're going to have a lot of fun here. But let's see what happens next. Bottom of the ninth coming up after this commercial break.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the ninth inning. Oh, yeah. We might have some free baseball. Who knows? We might get into extra innings here. Hammerheads are going to try to take this one home. Bottom of the ninth, all tied up 2-2. The Hammerheads are lurking. They're swimming, and they're looking to take a final bite out of these Tampa Tarpons. Jorge Caballero leading things off here in the bottom of the ninth. Caballero 1-for-3 on the evening. Matt Keating still on the mound for the Tampa Tarpons. He's got two strikeouts. 1.35 ERA on the season with 10 strikeouts early on through six innings worked. A lot of repetitions for Keating early on. Tarpons trying to pick up one in the win column. Caballero takes a ball on a good eye. Count goes 1-1. So here comes the 1-1 pitch with nobody out, nobody on. Caballero takes a strike call. Nice pitch by Keaton. 92-mile-per-hour fastball outside corner of the plate. Here comes the 1-2, pitch clock ticking, 3-2-1, gets the pitch off, and Caballero stays alive like John Travolta. Foul tips this one behind home plate. 1-2 to count to Caballero. Here comes the 14th pitch from Keaton. Caballero makes contact again. Count stays 1-2. Caballero looking for his second hit of this Tuesday night. Here comes the 1-2. Caballero again makes contact but foul. So Keaton trying to bring this game into extra innings. The Hammerheads trying to take an extra final bite out of these Tarpons. And they're trying to pick up their second win in a row. Check swing there. Didn't go. Count goes even 2-2. Jorge Caballero with a .262 average, 4 RBIs from Caracas, Venezuela. Picked up as a free agent in 2016. Good eye there. Count goes full to Caballero. Caballero had a single his first time up. That was the only hit for him tonight. So the count full with nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning. Here comes the 3-2. And that's going to be inside for ball number 4. Caballero getting on the bags there. You got to be happy. Hammerheads got to do it any way they can. And they start things off with some good discipline, runner on first, the speedy Caballero. You gotta love that. And I'm not talking McDonald's. I'm talking Hammerheads baseball. So that's going to bring up Tanner Allen with a runner on first. He's showing bunt. Ooh, it caught him in the hand. Ouch. Allen walking around the batter's box in pain. Keaton got a piece of it. Allen was showing bunt, trying to move Caballero over to second, but he took the pitch to the hand. Ay, ay, ay. So that's going to be a strike call. Counts 0-1 to Allen. Here comes the 0-1. And Allen makes contact right over to the shortstop. He steps on second, throws it over to first. Nice play by Escaino, stepping on the bag for out number one, and then throwing it to Martinez, retiring Allen for out number two. So a quick two outs here in the bottom of the ninth with Barstad up next. No Tanner time that time. Barstad up next. Here comes the first pitch to Barstad. Upstairs, upside and in. Ball one. Barstad looking for his first hit of the evening. Keating looking for another strikeout. Here comes the 1-0. Big swing and a miss. That's strike number one. Keating has two strikeouts in relief. Count 1-1, two outs, nobody on after the double play. Another big swing and a miss by Barstad. He's going after all of it. Count goes to 1-2. One, two count, two outs, bottom of the eighth. One more out, and we're going to extra innings here on this lovely Tuesday night. Here comes the 1-2 to Barstad. Downstairs, that's going to be ball number two. Spawn up next, if it happens. But right now, Barstad trying to keep things going for the Hammerheads. Here comes the 2-2. Big swing and a miss by Barstad and Keating. Getting his third strikeout of the evening. Nice pitching by Matt Keating. And just like that, we're going to the top of the 10th inning. Extra baseball, free baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. All tied up 2-2. The Tampa Tarpons here all week against the Jupiter Hammerheads in this first game of the series here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we're going to keep things going. Top of the 10th inning coming up. But you already know we're going to do it after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back, everybody. Extra baseball, free baseball here on this Tuesday night, top of the 10th inning. Evan Taylor still on the mound for the Hammerheads. Ronnie Rojas up at bat. 1-1 count, all tied up, two apiece. Rojas looking for his first hit of the night. Here comes the 1-1. Rips this one, but foul. Past the Hammerheads bullpen. 1-2 count to Rojas. Runner on second. That's how they start things off. Extra innings nowadays, with all the rule changes that have gone into effect over the last season or so. And Taylor is going to get a strikeout, retiring Ronnie Rojas for out number one. That's going to bring up Ronnie Escanio. He's going to try to move the runner along. Escanio taking the first pitch from Taylor, strike one. Aguilar on second base to start the inning for the Hammerheads, for the Tarpons. Hammerheads are trying to get out of this inning and get to the bottom of the 10th, going to try to win this one. Next pitch from Taylor, called strike, so a quick 0-2 count to Escanio. Hammerheads trying to get their second win in a row. Would improve to 9-7. And nice slider there by Taylor. Escanio gets a piece of it. All the games in the Florida State League about to wrap up. We're going to check our out-of-town scoreboard soon. As soon as things slow down here in the top of the 10th. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Nice slider by Evan Taylor, getting Escanio down on strikes. The third strikeout in relief for Taylor. Very nice. Two outs here. Runner still on second. That's Aguilar. That's going to bring Austin Wells up.
Pinch hitting number 24, Dari Arias.
Yeah, and we're going to have a pinch hitter. So Wells is going to be replaced. Oh, 1 the count. Got Taylor on the mound. Dari Arias, the pinch hitter. Big swing and a miss. 0-2 goes the count. Arias batting 225, one home run, 5 RBIs. Arias from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Makes contact right over to Lewis. Lewis is going to have an easy play there to first to Rodriguez. That's out number 3. And now the Hammerheads will have a chance in the bottom of the 10th to take this one home. They're trying to improve to 9-7. They're trying to swim their way up the Florida State League standings. We're going to find out what happens next. All tied up 2-2. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, and we'll be back for the bottom of the 10th after this commercial break.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree.
One in six kids in the U.S. are...
And welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. Bottom of the 10th inning. Tarpons 2, Hammerheads 2. Let's check your out-of-town scoreboard. Things not looking good for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Right now trailing the Lakeland Flying Tigers 13-5. St. Lucie Mets still struggling. End of the 8th inning against Clearwater. Clearwater on top 8-5. And how about the Daytona Tortugas currently leading the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 4-2, bottom of the 8th inning. And then you got the Tarpons and the Hammerheads all knotted up in the 10th inning here, 2 apiece. And that's a little bit about what's going on in the Florida State League. Early on, we saw the Marauders keeping their winning ways going. A 3-1 victory over the Blue Jays. Now 11-5 on this young season. An impressive start to the Marauders season. You can't deny it. And the Hammerheads trying to keep up. Trying to improve to 9-7. Bottom of the 10th inning here. Harrison Spahn up at bat. Barstead starting things off at second for the Hammerheads. Hammerheads trying to get two in a row. Here comes the 0-1 to Spahn. Matt Keating still on the mound. Spahn showing bunt. But that one's go all the way up foul. So Spahn starts things off here in the bottom of the 10th. Down in the count 0-2. Nobody out, of course. Barstad on second. Here comes Keating's 28th pitch in relief. Big swing all the way up high. Getting close to the warning track. And able to track it down is the center fielder, Medina. And getting to third is Barstad on a hustle play. A tag from second to third. And now an instant threat for the Hammerheads. With one out here in the bottom of the 10th. With Christian Rodriguez up next. You got to be feeling good about this situation here in the bottom of the 10th. The Hammerheads are lurking. They're swimming and they're looking to take one more final bunt. One more final bite out of these Tarpons. Now with Barstad on third. Rodriguez looking for his first hit. Will we get it? A hit will win the game and improve the Hammerheads' record to 9-7. Good eye there by Rodriguez. Count goes 1-1. Everybody trying to keep up with the Marauders. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Rodriguez. And this one is blasted all the way up in the air. People at SpaceX saw that one, but it goes foul. 1-2 goes to count to Rodriguez. The Hammerheads are lurking. The Hammerheads are swimming. Looking to take one more bite out of these Tarpons. Trying to win the first game of this series. And Rodriguez, with a beautiful hit, gets past the left fielder hole. Barstad comes home, and the Hammerheads win two games in a row, now improving to 9-7. What a hit by Rodriguez to win the game in the bottom of the 10th. A 3-2 victory, and they're chasing him with the water cooler. Madness! What a win by the Hammerheads. A 3-2 victory against the Tampa Tarpons, improving to 9-7. Winning two in a row. What a game at the Dean. Tuesday night baseball. It's unbelievable. Ay, ay, ay. What a game. 3-2 victory for the Hammerheads. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Hammerheads improving to 9-7, taking the first game of this series. 3 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors. Could have been a little bit better on defense, but they come through on offense. Hammerheads keep climbing up the Florida State League East standings. And how do you like that? We'll be back for your post-game show, but we're going to do it after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. It's time for the post-game show. That's right. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. What a victory by the Jupiter Hammerheads, now improving to 9-7 on the season. A win there, taking it home in the bottom of the ninth. Nice piece of hitting, improving now to 9-7 on the 3-2 victory. Taylor gets the win, now improving to 1-1. Keating gets the loss. But the story of the game, what effort by Tanner Allen, right, and Javier Sanoa, both with RBI triples. It was Tanner time, that's for sure, at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And how about the pitching? You had Poling on the mound for six innings, four strikeouts, allowing one earned run, and just a great job across the board by the bullpen. You had Encarnacion come in for 2.5 innings, no earned runs on one hit. Taylor getting the win later on in relief with one inning of work, three strikeouts, no hits, a complete effort by this Hammerheads team. And I would say my Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium player of the game, well, it's going to be the pitching. The pitching is what kept the Hammerheads in the game. A complete collective effort by Poland, Encarnacion, and Taylor. And the Hammerheads have now won two games in a row. How about that? The Tarpons, not so bueno. They now fall, what's their record? Let's see, to 6-10. Ay, ay, ay. It's still early on in the season. Let's go to the out-of-town scoreboard. Bottom of the eighth inning, Flying Tigers flying all over the Palm Beach Cardinals. 13-6, that's the score. How about the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles trailing the Daytona Tortugas 4-2, that one in the top of the ninth. And then early on, we got some finals here. The Bradenton Marauders kept their winning ways going, 3-1 over the Dunedin Blue Jays, improving to 11-5. And the St. Lucie Mets fall again, now dropping to 5-11 on the season against Clearwater. Clearwater with an 8-5 victory, now 10-6 on the season. What a win for the Hammerheads! The Tarpons here all week long. That's right. Silver Sluggers night tomorrow, Wednesday night, baseball bingo all night long. Thirsty Thursdays follows that. $1, $2, $3 drink specials. And then don't forget Kids Club Saturday. That's right, Star Wars night at the Dean, April 29th. Tampa Tarpons in town all week long. Family fun entertainment. And you get to see the baseball stars of tomorrow here in Jupiter, Florida. What a win. What a game. That's two in a row for the Jupiter Hammerheads, now 9-7 and climbing up the Florida State League standings. And that's it. That's all she wrote. A good game here to start things off for the week here at the Dean. Hammerheads sending everybody home happy. And don't forget to catch the games here all week. Either go on RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or just come to the box office during the day. Get your tickets today. Get your tickets now. Get them tomorrow. Walter Wirt saying adios, amigos. Happy Tuesday night, and I'll talk to you soon.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. GOAT. Acronym.